I mean, power set it up that way, right? That's the point. That's part of its cover, and that's part of its self-justification and rationalization for its actions that it tells itself. It keeps trying to deny that it is not operating in our best interests, even as it lines us up for high-tech Auschwitz, I have no doubt. Another element, seeing the totalitarian reality of class. Because class is totalitarian, global, and omnipresent throughout all social institutions, the problem of freeing ourselves from its influence is much bigger, we challenged Alice to consider, than she seemed willing to own, i.e., the fact that class is totalitarian means that there is a generalized suppression of authentic feeling and thought across the global populations in direct proportion to the strength of that internalized state in us. And we must see omnipresent coercion as a direct function of that totalitarian reality of class, if not just another name for it. Its intentional embedment throughout all aspects of our lives, throughout every inch of the construction we've been calling reality. Considering the qualities that we're expected to display, perform, we're expected to be good-natured, kind, appreciative, undemanding, not to cry, always to see everything from the positive side, never to be critical, never to be dissatisfied, always to think of those who were much worse off. Are these not the qualities expected of a quote-unquote good worker? Are we not all under class expected to be productive? Is that not a setup for being mistreated? Seeing omnipresent falsehood, these are all interconnected. The construction of reality by and for the few. And given the training we all receive under class in utilitarianism, subjected to varying degrees of manipulation and coercion in every social institution of class in order to mold this quote-unquote desired behavior, coerce into being these qualities, given this generalized, often unconscious, expectation under class that we exist to serve the economy and that children must be trained, shaped accordingly. When a fresh new life enters this scene, and it is very much a scene, a theater construction, a child who sees the world right side up, i.e. honestly, who's not been conditioned to believe that it exists to be of service. What is the reaction of this child to this molding process? Is it not rage? Is that not the reaction we should all be re-experiencing once we understand what happened and then understand how it happened and then appreciate the sacrifice of our ancestors to bring us these precious, precious gifts and then to mourn and grieve for the waste, the loss of all those who were lost for no reason, essentially, but to preserve an illusion, and then to reorient and recommit ourselves to that prize we're determined to realize so that no one else, not our children, not ourselves, has to relinquish any bit of ourselves again and enjoy the full comfort and security of each other's love.